I've got a short message here tonight. The Lord's put on my heart. And 2 Kings chapter 5. We've got a little bit of reading here. We'll get into the message. I thank God for His mercy and grace. I thank God for His healing power. I thank God for doing things when men said it's impossible to do. God proves them otherwise. Amen. And I for some reason that thought's been on my heart for the past couple weeks, but I'll get into that here in a second. Look at 2 Kings chapter 5. We'll start verse 1. It says, Now Naaman, the captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance into Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said to her mistress, Would God my Lord were with the prophet, that is, in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus saith the maid, that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took him with 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is coming to thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man does send to me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard the king of Israel had rent his clothes, and he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came into his horses, came with his horses, and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Phapar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then would he say to thee, Wash and be clean? Then when he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan according to the saying of man of God, and his flesh came again to the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Amen. I'm going to stop right there for a second. I got to thinking about the key word stubbornness. People that are willing to fight God tooth and nail on things in their life, and the sin gets in the way, your pride gets in the way, and Naaman sat here and he said, why can't I go over here? And why can't I just go over there and get the same healing? Why do I have to go to the rivers of Jordan? God's commanded, the prophet commanded that he go do this and jump into this water, and I believe the Lord told him to do so. And Naaman, being as stubborn as he was, it's almost like he had the attitude of, well, I guess I'll go over here and I guess I'll try this water. Why can't I go over here though? But you know, church, I tell you, the leprosy to me, in these day and times, amen, reminds me of cancer. Leprosy, if you got leprosy back in the Bible days, we've known this, if you got that as a death sentence, and when people heard that, they might as well just plan the rest of their lives out. They knew they weren't going to be around much longer. But you know, I compare that to these days to cancer. Sometimes these people, when they get cancer, they hear the word cancer, and automatically they strike themselves off, and there's no way they can be healed. There's no way they can have the disease taken from them, and they start getting down and out, stubborn, just like old Naaman was. He sat there and he said, well, I guess I'll go in here to the waters and I'll dip into the River Jordan and see what happens here. But I believe God had a plan for Naaman to be clean. I don't think God told him to go dip into the waters if he had no intentions of cleaning him up of that leprosy. Amen. That leprosy, amen, that sin, if you will, amen, covered old Naaman's body and withheld him from doing what God had once he went to the waters, amen, and cleared that leprosy off, amen, I believe the sin went with it. Amen. Today, church, let me tell you something tonight. Amen. I remember, amen, when I got saved and gave my heart to Christ, amen, and I went to that old creek. Boy, it's colder than a popsicle, amen, going in. Amen, brother, when you come out and that sin's washed away, amen, and that disease that kept you bound for years and years, amen, was taken away, praise God. Amen, that leprosy, amen, that sin, that cancer, amen, that the devil has put on you, amen, is gone for good. Amen, church, I choose to follow the Lord. Amen. Today, amen, you got people that's being cured of cancer. Amen, because people come together, amen, bonded in prayer. Amen, they come together in God's house. Amen, to lift somebody up. Amen, and when the powers of prayer come together, amen, that name's been lifted, miracles happen. Amen, we've seen cancers that doctors have said there's no way it can clear up, be gone overnight. Amen, we've seen people, amen, hooked on the life support, and they're bringing families in to tell their last goodbyes. Yeah. Get up and walk out of that hospital room, amen, and continue their lives. Amen, church, name it. Amen, I'm sure he tried everything. I'm sure he went to every possible way to get rid of that leprosy. Amen, but then he chose to pick God last. Amen, he said, well, nothing else works. I'll go to God and let him see what he can do. Amen, church, and that the whole time, that could have been done very first foremost. Amen, our sin is stubborn, that old leprosy, if you will, gets in the way. Amen, down here in this life, hey boy, I'd rather hit rock bottom. I'd rather lose everything that I have. I'd rather lose my family. I'd rather lose my house. I'd rather lose my job. And I'd be hit rock bottom before I turn to God. Amen, church, sometimes, amen, it does take you to hit rock bottom. And before we open our eyes, amen, we see that we should have turned to Him a long time ago. Amen, church, but good God, hey, there's mercy, amen, that was at the cross. Have mercy and grace. Amen. The Bible says endures forever. Amen. Church, it's good to know that we can go to Him. Amen. And He's always there. And despite our stubbornness, and despite that old leprosy sin, if you will, that covers us up. Amen. This sin that bounds us and keeps us from doing the work of God. Amen. He's there to listen tonight. Amen. Church, I've seen people, amen, would rather leave this walk of life. Amen, sick and covered in disease. Amen, people that would tell you today, now Caleb, listen, I've got my whole rest of my life to get things right. Amen, I've got the rest of my life to go to church. Amen, to do the best I can, do good works. I ain't got time for that right now, but in the future I'll take care of it. Boy, a lot of people won't get the same opportunity naming God. Amen, naming despite his stubbornness and despite his sin. Amen. God showed mercy one more day. Amen. He jumped in the river not once, not twice, but seven times. Amen. The leprosy was gone. And they said his body was like of a little child. Amen. Church, that is all God written all over that. Amen. A doctor couldn't do that for you today. Amen. A doctor can give you some medicine, brother. Amen. The doctor can give you a needle to make you feel no pain. But he can't take away the sin that's covered your body. Amen. It covers your life. Amen. It's up to God. That's the only doctor that can do that tonight.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, boy. Boy, I tell you tonight, we will sit there, amen, and we'll let our anger get in the way. Amen. We will let the things that, boy, that stir us up, just tear us up. Amen. We'll let that tear our lives apart. Amen. And we'll go with our lives miserable. Amen. We'll go to the funeral home in the grave miserable. Amen. And the whole time God is there saying, I've got this. Turn to me. Amen. Turn to me when you're down and out. Turn to me when you're upset. Turn to me when you're sick. Turn to me when you're questioning the word. Come to me, amen, and I will give you living water. Amen. Praise God, that living water. Amen. I preached about it not too long ago. A well that springs up within. Amen. That's God. Amen. Oh boy, I remember Naaman. just the fact that he said, why can't I go jump in this water over here? It make things better. You know what? And when you get saved, why don't you just go jump in a swimming pool or a mud hole somewhere? Hey man, why don't you go do this, do that, and other? And that God leaves out a plan for us in His Word. Hey man, God leaves. for us to follow. Amen. Yes, David had questions. Amen. But the whole time the prophet said, you need to go to the River Jordan and dip in, and the leprosy will be taken away. Amen. But old Naaman, that stubbornness, that sin got away. Boy, he said, why can't I just go do this over here? Why do I have, what's so special about this water? What was so special about that water? Amen. God anointed that water. Amen. I believe God touched that water, amen, before Naaman stepped his first toe in it. I believe he knew what was going to happen when he went inside. Amen. He went underneath that water. I believe he knew exactly that Naaman was going to come up leprosy free. Amen. Boy, church, I urge you. Amen. There's a sin in your life tonight. That leprosy, amen, that keeps you bound in your sin, amen. I'm not giving that up. No, sirree. I'm right, and that's all there is about it. Amen, church, that's the same sin that will send you straight to hell. I'm not playing with you today. There's so many people that get their pride, get their stubbornness in the way. Amen, they'll derail that train to heaven as quick as they can blink an eye. Amen, but I'm here to tell you tonight that there is only one true God. There is none above Him. There's none to the side of Him. Amen. And one day we'll all bow a knee. Amen.
That's right.
And that pride, amen, that we have right here, we'll answer for. Amen. That stubbornness, we're right here, we'll answer for. Amen. You know, I got to thinking different times. Amen. The things I said, Lord, if there's anything in my life tonight, today, amen, as I go on my life and I go to work, amen, I get ready and I go to church, and amen, I go mow yards, whatever I'm doing, amen. I say, Lord, is there something, amen, that's holding me back from doing your will? Lord, is there something that's in my heart that I need to get rid of before I can do things better for you? I want you to show me that. If he tells me to go jump in the Cumberland River, buddy, seven times, this old boy's going to die right off the bridge head first. Amen. Church, I'm telling you, amen. God says things, amen. I know sometimes we just think it's crazy and absurd. Amen. But that crazy and absurd thing is just the thing you need.
That's right.
To make it to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
So many times we see Christians today, amen, they'll sit there in the church pew. Amen. They'll sit there and let that one thing, amen, that one itty bitty thing. So much potential in a person, Brother Eric. Amen. I see so much potential in a person sitting in the pew. Amen. But they got that arms crossed and said, Lord, you dare, but I dare you to bless me.
Yeah.
I dare you to do something for me. And I dare you to knock that chip off my shoulder.
Yeah.
We're all carrying a chip sometimes. It's right here on our shoulders. And we're daring God to knock it off. Amen. That devil love, amen, nothing more than to tear you apart in your walk with God tonight. Amen. I want you tonight to examine yourself. Is there stubbornness in your heart? Amen. Is there anger in your heart? Amen. Is there pride in your heart? Is there something, amen, that's in your life and you know it's there? And boy, I'm not giving it up though. I believe God knows me. Haven't you heard that tonight? God knows my heart. Now, Caleb, you don't. Yes, you're right. I don't know anything about your heart. But God does, and He knows everything about you.
Amen.
Everything. You can't hide from the God Almighty. Amen. That's a short message. Jerry, give me a song if you don't care, bud. We stand tonight. I know, like I said, we're not big in number here at this church. But I know the Spirit of God's here. Amen.
Amen.
Whether it be 5 people, whether it be 100 people. Amen. But I know sometimes we all come to this door with something in our hearts and something in our minds. Amen. Something that says, Lord, I've been battling with this forever and I can't do it. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know which way to go, but I need you to clear this to me. And maybe God's saying, go dip into that water and clean that mess out of there. Amen. And God will take over. But until you're willing to get in that water, until you're willing to step in 7 times, amen, God can't do nothing with you. Amen. It's up to you. Amen. Tonight, I ask you if you got something in your heart, please come.